Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Was it Pennywise?
Big white guy, red nose, about 75 feet tall, mouth full of razor-sharp teeth.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast on Fangoria, where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We get off topic. We got ADHD. It's what we do. We spoil. It's fun. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Real. Oh, what is going on? Oh my gosh, where am I? I've been transported to a scary place.
Ooh, you just ripped ass.
Sorry, I had Taco Bell right before I came.
Yikes.
Extra beans, large crunch tata. That's a thing.
Just for me, crunch tata.
Extra large.
It is now. Guys, I'm so excited to have this human on. She is an absolute delight. She's just the sweetest human ever. And we became friends because of friend of the pod, Peter Murphy.
On before me, of course.
Selfish.
That's my fault.
your episode's probably going to come out before him, though. So
makes sense.
So suck it, Peter. It's Devin Perry.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Katie.
I'm so excited you're on. We've been trying to get you on for a second.
I've been wanting to do this for a really long time, and I'm happy I waited, though, because we changed the movie from the other movie.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't I do that one? And I'm surprised nobody did this one yet.
Yeah.
This is, like, one of my favorites, so. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to the movie in a second. I got a few.
Sorry, I'm excited.
It's okay. I'm excited to have you here, too. And so are they. Anyways, they kind of queefs a little bit. the front butt fart, if you will.
Whoa, front butt fart. That's way more fun than that other word. I'm not even gonna say it anymore.
front butt fart.
Because I say that word so much.
So, are you a fan of horror movies?
Yes, I used to not be though.
Okay.
I used to be like really scared of them, but my friends. I was like the friend that they would torture and be like, just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so by default, I became a fan.
Do you remember the movie that changed your view on horror movies?
To like them
more?
I feel like, I think it was the first set of Paranormal Activities.
Okay.
Because I liked, well, no, it was Blair Witch. And then into that kind of like found footage stuff. Mm-hmm. I got obsessed with because I was like, oh, finally, it feels real, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I appreciate the old movies because they're scary and creepy, but also they're not like make you think kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was those movies, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
But the first one I was really afraid of was Halloween. That I was like, oh, because serial killers are real. Like ghosts are real, obviously, but like serial killers are like there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all there.
You said, obviously, do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, 100%.
Have you had an experience with a ghost?
I mean, I feel like we all have, but also could we all just have paranoia?
Yes, we could all have, probably. You were so like, yes, they're 100% real.
Yeah, I think they are. I lived in upstate New York growing up
okay.
in like a really small town. So it was like, you know, like the guy that founded the town was buried there. There's like 600 people from that town,
ooh,
technically. So it was like, there's cemeteries everywhere. And I lived in a house where someone like unalive themselves. Look at me. Sorry, yeah. I said unalive. That's the proper term, I guess.
You can also say kill themselves.
I know, but I worked really hard to do that.
And I'm really proud of you.
Doesn't
for that.
Matter now. But anyways, someone killed themselves,
yeah.
and he I feel like he would haunt my house.
Yeah.
Like I'd go home after school and like behind the couch, like I felt someone pushing me one time, and I was like, maybe I'm crazy. And then my mom was an alcoholic, so she didn't believe anything I said.
Yeah.
So it was like, because who knows? Maybe they were haunting me the whole time.
Because you were crazy.
Yeah, because I was crazy.
I've
actually, I have schizophrenia. I don't, but what if I did?
This is, you might.
I could.
You could be lying right now.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Me, personally?
Yes,
and I don't know. I haven't seen one. I feel like I've had some type of experiences, but I'm also like, is that just a coincidence? I'm also a woman of science, so I want more facts.
I get
of
that.
Of like, here's like, not, we're not going to get like, this is 100% true. Mm-hmm. I get that. But like, I want to take out every possible variable before I'm like,
yeah,
that's 100% a ghost. I'll
still
be like, that's
that.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had some creepy stuff happen where I'm like, oh, that might
I haven't
be
like ever had like poltergeisty stuff. I feel like I'm that person where I'm like, I gotta see it to believe it, kind of. But then I'm like, I'm open to something happening, and then I'm like, don't do it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm like, don't come at me.
I think I've told this on the pod before, but I'll tell you, I picked up a mirror, from the side of my apartment, but it was so pretty.
Oh, God.
I saged it. Okay, everyone's like, sage it. I'm like, I did. No matter how much I clean it, it always is smudged.
Mm.
No matter what I clean, we'll do it. Or it'll be clear. And then mm-hmm. 3 days later, it'll get fully smudged. And I'm like, interesting.
LA smog.
Love it. It's inside, everywhere.
Is it haunted or is it smog?
Is it cake?
Is it cake?
Is it cake, but is it haunted or is it smog?
It's a haunted mirror. Smog. Is it cake? That's terrifying, though. Has it done anything else to you? Have you Bloody Married it?
No, don't ever say that to me again. Oh. Actually, Tess. I was scared of that bitch.
That's a ghost.
I know.
I think.
I don't want to talk about her.
Okay, I want to talk about her.
She actually, like, talking about her makes me, like, want to cry.
But have you seen her? Or no?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to. No.
What if she's just like, I just need like girl advice.
I'm not.
You know, like,
girl, go to someone else. There's so many other girls.
She's like, please, someone help me. I have no friends
There's
over here.
So many other girls.
Maybe.
So many other ones.
That's
not
why
me.
She doesn't go to guys. Because guys don't feel channeled to do that. She
right?
needs women.
No, but I was sleeping and I heard something fall in my apartment. And like stuff falls all the time off my walls because I have the walls are shitty, and mm-hmm. I have a lot of frames. And I was like, I wonder what time it is. It was 3:33. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I kind of like was like, I'll just kind of pop my head out, see if I could see anything.
Yeah,
pop
like,
my head out, didn't see anything. I'm like, I'll check it in the morning. Came back, and I was like, what the fuck fell? Normally when something falls, it would go straight down, maybe be a little bit in front.
Mm-hmm.
This picture frame was across the room, face up.
There's what was no, there a picture of?
It ran, something
I
ran.
Like
it, I, everyone's like, was it Jesus? Was it something? I was like, no, it was like a cartoon sun.
Yeah, it's just proving that it could move it that far.
Yeah.
The force.
And I was like, yeah, that was, energy. It was just uberly specific.
That's scary.
Of where it was. And I was like, oh, no.
I always thought that. Did your mom ever be like, if you like lost something, and she's like, if I find it, you're going to get in trouble. And then you were like, I looked everywhere for that. And then it was like, she finds it. And you're like, fucking a ghost put it there.
I get so mad. I'll be like, I can't find this. I'm like, I know you're hiding it from me. I have to say it out loud.
And then it's
there. I'm like, please. Yeah, it just appears. And you're like,
I'm like, no. It's almost too obvious, too. You're like, the pencil's there.
I looked there five times and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
I know I have ADHD, but it was not there.
It's like testing our patience.
Yeah. Like, you're like, what do you mean? What do you mean? So, you know, originally we were going to do As Above, So Below.
Yes. Which I still like that movie.
It's still very good. I haven't seen it in a very long time, but it was very good. I was kind of holding off on doing this movie because my brother's a big It fan.
Oh, no.
But I don't know if my brother's ever going to get out to L.A. Sounds like he doesn't want to come out here. So
well, there's so much attached to it, so you could do two Its.
Yeah. Because
there's, like, the TV show now again.
Yeah,
like,
but you wanted to do It, and I was
I'm like, you know when you go, like, those like, scary movie rabbit holes where you're like, I want to watch all the Conjurings. And then you're like, I'm getting in the Conjuring universe.
You're like, I'm in the It universe. Yeah. Let's go, Pennywise.
I'm
like,
I'm there right now.
Like, It. So if you had to explain It, specifically the 1990 miniseries, because we watched both.
Yes.
Because you were like, oh, we could just do part one of the newer one.
Yeah, and then I was like, ah, I feel like that's a disservice.
Well, you can just do part one for the new one. That's a whole movie in itself.
Yeah, it is.
The miniseries is like, that's all of them combined.
In one,
I mean, it is two movies,
weaving
but it's
within
like,
each other, yeah.
It's easier to do those as one. But yeah, so if you had to explain this to somebody who's never seen It, how would you explain it?
That's a lot. That's a big question. Okay. I feel like this is going to sound like a 10-year-old's explanation.
That's okay. A lot of them do.
So if I had to explain It, first of all, it's based on a book by an author, and it's really scary. And I keep saying, when I say It, I'm not talking about It, but I am talking about It. I'm talking about the movie It.
Yeah.
Change the name. Okay.
Pennywise?
Pennywise.
You call it Pennywise.
Pennywise is an entity more than just a clown, and They lurk the sewers of Derry, hunting for children for energy to fuel its continuous It. And it comes around every 27 years, I think. Every 27 years.
Which means I was born and then now it's coming this year.
Oh, okay. Is that why they took – how long – I wonder how long it was from the first thing to – no, not 27 years. I'm an idiot. Anyways, see, this is how it would go if I was explaining it to someone with ADHD. I'm like, I have ADHD. We're going to talk about five other things now. Okay, so he's haunting the town of Derry, haunting It, the entity.
Yeah.
And basically, these kids, like, they go on and live their lives after battling It. They're losers, kind of like, oh, it's like the kid with asthma. It's like the girl that has an abusive father, like all the
kid with the fucking stutter.
I'm like, basically everything we are.
We are. Like, we're losers. Hey, I'm honored to be in the Losers Club with you.
Losers Club. I'm like, all right, I'm a little bit of Beverly. I also have an inhaler. So I'm part of that guy.
I know how to rock a wicked ponytail.
Hell yeah.
And I love riding bikes.
I'm like, okay. And then there's like, also in the fat kid isn't fat enough, in my opinion.
That's what I was saying. I literally wrote, he's not that fat.
I was like, that kid could just be on the football team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know those times. Kids were mean. But then like the newer one, I'm like, oh, that kid's fat enough.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, that is.
But
like, I wasn't friends with those kids. So yeah, I was not a bully. But I could see how a bully would be like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. That's the guy. I saw it and I was like, he doesn't seem like, I don't know. It just,
I was like, okay.
Whatever. You know what? Teach their own.
So then the kids get older. They forget. And then It comes back, and they're like, oh, okay, I remember everything, like, everything from my childhood and stuff. And then they have to, like, reunite to battle It and take it down for all.
Yeah. Now, have you—
Is that good?
Yeah, that's great. That was great. Did you ever read the book?
Yes, I did, actually.
Child Orgy.
Yeah. I'm happy they didn't put that in there. I wondered why that was in there, and then I watched this documentary about this recently, and then Stephen King was on drugs.
He's on the part of the Epstein.
Oh.
I think that too.
I'm like, I love this guy, huh?
He's great.
He's a great guy.
I think allegedly.
I mean, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I remember reading the book and I was like,
got a lot of kid fucking.
Should I skip this part? And I'm like, I can't skip it because it's part of the book. But yeah, I'm happy they were like, maybe we shouldn't put that.
But also, it's interesting because, and again, we jump around, whatever.
Yeah.
When their kids, whatever, you know, they make the blood pact with each other. That's when they would do the orgy in the book.
With the Beverly.
With Beverly. Mm. And then when all the adults reunite at the Chinese restaurant,
yeah,
Beverly is like open mouth kissing all of them.
Everyone.
And I was like, so you are a slut.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute.
It's been 27 years you haven't seen these people.
And you're like, I'm still down. But maybe do you think it's controlling her in ways that we don't know about? And that's like an underlying thing? Probably not. It's just like what I want to think.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a slut. You're being controlled.
You're being controlled. Hey, it wasn't her choice.
I'm not slut shaming. I'm just saying.
She's not a slut. She's a harlot. There's a difference.
She's something.
She's a harlot. So do you remember the first time you watched this movie?
Yes. The old one? Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? It was on like TV for free.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so long. And then I turned it off. I didn't watch it again until...
You're like, great.
Like, I love this movie. This movie sucks. No, I didn't watch it again until I think like COVID.
Yeah.
And I liked Tim Curry from like everything. So I was like, oh, this is that guy? That's why. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. And then I watched the newer one and I was like, oh, you appreciate the older one for newer, but it was probably like COVID when I actually like went through, because I read the book like right before COVID when I was traveling like in school and stuff. So yeah, that's when I watched it. When did you watch it for the first time?
I don't know. I can't remember.
No, it's hard to pinpoint.
I can't remember.
In 27 years, you might.
27 years. I was born and then I'm here now. Wait. You were in my dream. You were there. It's,
I just turn.
You're a clown. And start doing
Bill
the dance.
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah. It's Tim Curry, though. It's different.
I know. It's
interesting because I saw the it what is it 2017 those two more recently than this one. I haven't seen this one in a while, and to watch the old. You know, I'm gonna say the original. To watch the original.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, yeah, this is scarier. I'm like, they both have scary and silly moments. But
yes, I agree.
The newer one, I would say they string things together a little better and there's more story. Versus this one, the story is kind of choppy.
Yeah.
And they jump around.
Where there's like, oh, okay, you have to like really pay attention to because of how much there is. You have to like really be like, oh, that actor is that guy. And like put it together. Not that they didn't do good. I think the kids were like amazing actors.
Everybody was amazing.
Like better than, I mean, the adults were great. I think the kids were insane.
They're so good.
Like you watch it and you're like, wow, actors suck today. No offense, but like they do. Like, I don't know, I don't act, so if I did, I'd probably be bad. But these kids were really good.
Yeah, they were so good. And it's just like, they just did a good job, and it's but to see those like,
pinpoints
those,
go
those,
together
like, nuances.
Better.
You're like, oh, this is like the sewer scenes comparing, you know, the newer one to the original. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't get the arm extending out, but you get,
the like eeriness.
Yeah, but you do get the terrifying practical effects of Tim Curry with
the mouth
teeth
and the teeth and
like,
that's what I loved about it, too, because he was like, oh, I can act. You know what I mean? Like, I watched this thing where he was like, I'm like, the stereotype was like, oh, I'm British. I'm going to be like the bellhop or whatever. And he was like, no, I can act, you know? Like, you don't need to put like all this stuff on my face. Like, I can, like, be weird and creepy. And I was like, ooh, yeah. Because that's why I was afraid of clowns was because of it. Like,
when I was a kid, my mom, we were at like Party City or something.
Yeah.
And there was like a clown in there. And she was like, come on, let's take a picture. Because moms are always fucking, take a picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I don't want to. And he like chased me around the store. So I was like, I'm out on clowns for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, who's in on clowns, you know?
But psychotic people.
Crazy people. Yeah. Other people who are clowns, probably.
Yeah.
Clowns are into clowns.
I had that thing with a clown. I had a thing with a clown. It's a whole thing. Circus. I grabbed his, I took a picture and I was like, he's like, pinch my nose. He's like, but not too hard. And I was like, okay. I was like six. I'm like, okay. And then in college, why? I did a speech to abolish clowns as like a jokey speech.
Right.
And it crushed.
I think it should be illegal.
the intro. And I'm really proud of it. And I remember it. Picture this, you're at a birthday party, you're eating some pizza, playing some games, and then boom, a clown shows up. You think, huh, okay, this is great, like a normal thing for a clown to do.
Cool,
and
clown.
And then you realize something. You didn't order a clown, and it's not your birthday. Hi, I'm Katie Hettenbach. And then I get into it, and they're like, what the hell? So
that's perfect, though. That's a good intro.
It crushed. It crushed.
I believe it.
And I remember the whole speech. I'll do it. I got 3 points. I got.
Just play it over this whole
literally,
podcast.
Literally, you know what? We'll just be in the background like.
Yeah.
They're like, what's? I'm like, don't worry about it. This is more important. No. Okay. So were there any parts in it where you're like, this is absolutely terrifying?
Okay. There's like a, I feel like, so I read, I was like watching, I actually watched both. So the newer one. Then both newer ones and the older one, mm-hmm. like over the weekend.
Oh my God.
And I know. I was already locked in. I'm watching the Welcome to Derry too. I won't say anything. But I'm locked into that. That's like my one thing right now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, the old one is creepier because like they couldn't show like gore and blood like that on TV. And I didn't know that because I'm like, man, why am I not seeing the like the thing?
They're
you know?
I want to see the kid die.
I'm like, I want to see his arm. I want to see him screaming with no arm, the blood, and like, come on, you know, like that's the scary part. But then it's like, oh, it's kind of like even scarier not to show it. It's like Steven Spielberg with like what movie? Jaws, I think, where it was like. It's not about, like, showing what it is, but, like, hearing and saying and stuff. I'm like, ooh, that's what I love about, like, horror movies. That's why I like paranormal stuff a lot, too. Yeah. But that's why it was interesting because I didn't know a lot before I read the book. Like, I didn't watch it. I read the book before I watched any of the movies. So I was like, is this a clown? What is this thing?
Yeah.
And then it was, like, a spider.
He's an alien.
Yeah, he's an alien.
He's an alien.
So.
Illegal? Uh-oh. but, yeah, it's—
the only one we should get rid of.
Get
back to your planet.
Pennywise, go actually
get back to your planet.
Please go back to your planet. No one asked. No one wanted you here. The practical effects of him being like the alien spider crab thing at the end.
I'm like, what the?
And now looking at it.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. Scarier in the newer movie than this.
Because of the, like, CGI.
Yeah, CGI.
Obviously.
But this one is, like, this is, like, more practical, and it's, I don't know, it's more, like, you can feel it. It's not, like, you know, they're just, like.
They're not, like, oh, it's, like, a giant animatronic.
Yeah, they're not reacting to, like, a little ball on a string.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, they're actually reacting to something, which is cool.
Which would be funny back in the day, too, because I feel like that's why a lot of people would overact, because they're, like. Like, you got to act super affected.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ball on a string.
No,
like you said.
Horror movies are so, I mean, any acting in general is weird and awkward as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It is so awkward.
It's like forced emotion. And you're like, okay.
But it's also like, everyone's like, oh, it can't be that awkward. I'm like, you're in a silent room and there's like.
100 people just watching you.
Yeah, behind the camera.
Behind the camera.
Yeah.
And then you can't really see them that much, but you know they're there.
Yeah.
That's like so awkward.
Yeah,
for me.
It's like playing pretend, but your parents are watching you.
Yeah. You're like, let's play tea party, except 100 people are watching.
Yeah, I never wanted to play pretend with people watching, but here I am trying to be an actor, like a psycho person.
I know. I'd rather be like behind there being like, do that better.
Yeah, dude, could you do that?
I'm just going to be a mean director.
That sucked. Do it again. To the clown you go.
To the clown you go.
To the clown you go.
Just a clown corner.
Clown
corner.
Oh,
but about the spider.
Yes.
I was watching that documentary, and there was, like, the guy that was in that during the show. And they said how long they took to build that. And, like, they're like, the eyes moved and, like, all this stuff. And they're like, we didn't need any of that. It was, like, for two shots at the end, they said. Like, basically 2 hours worth of filming, they said, or something like that.
That's crazy.
I know. And there was a guy on the inside, like, laying down, controlling the arms. And they're like, we just need you, like, when the kids or the adults take it over to push it, you know, like, push it over, like, you conquered it. And he was inside of it. And he was like, yeah, just push it over. And there was, like, aluminum steel. And he, like, had, like, bruises all over his body from it. He was like, yeah, I didn't think I was going to get messed up like that.
And wait, is from the TV show?
Yes, the TV show.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. So it was, like, all that work, all that, like, time and energy just for, like, that.
You're like, for what? For literally what?
The drama behind the spider alien.
I just wanted to say that your hair is just like fire embers. January embers.
Wow. Aw. I'm like, can you see my dry shampoo? Is that why?
Yeah.
White girl problems. White. Make my hair thick.
Please do anything. Volumizer. Please. Oh my God, don't look at the
volume part. Texture.
Help me. Help me.
You have beautiful hair.
Thank you. You have beautiful hair too. Shut the fuck up.
Thank you. I'll just say thank you.
We're beautiful.
We're beautiful. Pennywise.
Exactly.
He's a shapeshifter.
He'd be shifting into.
What would your fear be? Do you ever think about that? Because he like feeds off of your fear.
I was also going to ask you that. So hey,
wow, sorry.
No, this is great.
I'm a Virgo.
I love it.
Things in my head.
And that's why you and I get along.
Are you a Virgo?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
That's the Zodiac slap of the day. Don't know what that means.
I love that so much. So dumb.
Very.
What would he...
Fear.
The dark. But more of what's in the dark that scares
me. That'd be scary. I could see what would happen to you.
Oh, what would happen to me?
You know, like in the movie. It would just be like, yeah, you'd be like knocked out or something in that creepy house where the well is. And then it would be like all dark. And then there would be like everything you're afraid of coming at you. Like, woo, in the dark. You know, and be like, ah, Justin Bieber.
Terrified of him. Honestly, I'm terrified of him. He's scary. Now wait. What would be
my fear?
Just clowns?
No, that I would just
mannequins.
Mannequins? They don't really creep me out that much because I worked in retail. I'm like, meh.
That, but specifically the ones at Madame Tussauds.
Oh,
where you're like,
that's different.
Did they just move?
I'm like, your eyes are definitely following me.
I'm like, I'm gonna stare at you so you don't move. Don't you do anything?
That's how I feel about like. Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland. I'm like, there's like souls in those bodies, those animatronics.
Yeah. Well, that's because so many people
dump their ashes. It's weird. I don't dump ashes. I have my grandma's ashes in a cross, and I don't wear it. I wore it one time in the shower, and then it like her top almost came off. I was like, oh my God, I'm drowning my grandma. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm like, okay.
Grandma's like, what the fuck?
I keep her in a drawer now, hidden away.
Go to the drawer, Grandma. Oh, my God.
Going in the drawer. It's also like a big, giant, like, black cross. I'm like, I don't think.
It's a lot. Yeah.
I appreciate it to my uncle that paid for my grandma to be on me.
But it's a lot. No, it's a lot.
It's a lot. But my fear, honestly, if it was in the It universe, I think it would be. Like, I don't know, probably drowning is, like, really scary to me.
Yeah.
Like, being in, like, a car or, like, being held down or, like, suffocated. Because I already have natural anxiety, so it's, like, you already feel like that kind of.
Yeah.
So if you're, like, in a situation where you're, like, yeah, I'm completely at, like, a wall, like, coming in, like, Indiana Jones stuff.
Nope.
I'd be bad.
I'm good.
I'd be, like, the worst Tomb Raider.
I'm good. I don't need that.
Like, yeah, let him go first. How about that?
I'm fine. Thought it was wild that, you know, obviously Beverly has her dad who's, you know, abusive and awful. Mm-hmm. And she, like, runs off. And then she hides behind a shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
She just kind of
sits down and cries. And then out of fucking nowhere, Ben's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, are you stalking her? You fucking giving her creepy ass notes?
God.
There's like fire. If I got an...
There's always that guy too. Like, I knew that, like, a guy like that, that would be like... Like, you know, we all have those moments when you, like, get drunk and cry.
Yeah.
And then there's always, like, the guy that's like, hey, are you okay? Like, there's always that guy. And he like, specifically would do that to girls I know. He'd be like, perfect, she's going to go cry. And then I'm like, would you try to get her to cry? I'd be like, I'm here for you to, like, sleep with her. And then they would sleep with him and be like, he's, like, a really cool guy.
And you're like, what the
like,
fuck?
What the fuck
don't
are
do
we
that.
Doing?
Don't do that.
Or don't do that.
Or it's like, hey.
That's Pennywise.
Or it's like, hey, you're friends with the guy and you're just chatting with him, being nice, and he's like, are we gonna fuck?
Right? All
and
the
you're
time.
Like,
you're like,
you know.
I've actually thought about how I could escape from you more.
Like, actually, you're a loser. Holy shit. I thought you were cool, but I guess you're just a loser.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people are. A lot of people just trying to fuck.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised Pennywise didn't, I mean, with Beverly.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't really show that much.
I'm glad he didn't do anything with the sex with any of them.
I thought they would. I'm like, you went there.
I mean, it's Tim Curry. Everyone was like, let's get lost in his eyes. I'm like, I'll get the death. It's Tim Curry's eye. I'll be like, Tim Curry. He's in his prime? Yeah.
In his prime, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is in his prime.
Did you ever, if you were a kid, this is where I got annoyed. And I do this all the time with movies where I'm like, okay, I have to remember this is a movie because I'll like mm-hmm. Georgie with the boat and then he's like talking to the clown. I'm like, what kid would be talking to some clown in the sewer?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know it's a movie.
I wouldn't. Yeah, you're like, I wouldn't. If I was a kid, would I talk to a clown?
He's like, hey, there's my paper boat. And he's like, I got popcorn down here. You're like, I'm good.
You're like, popcorn? I got popcorn at home.
You kind of deserve to die.
Yeah. Also, it's going to be soggy because you're in a fucking sewer and it's raining.
I'm like, feel like I'm slut-shaming Georgie. Like, what were you doing? What were you wearing, Georgie?
Were you wearing, Georgie? Interesting. Oh, it was yellow?
Yellow.
Interesting.
The color of a Harlow.
Harlot.
Oh, Harlot. Harlow.
Harlow. Harlow. Harlot, Marlo, Harlow.
I make up my own words.
And that's what we should do. That's what we should freaking do. So they start off like 11, 12-ish, and then when it jumps forward, obviously they're 20 or 38.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Pennywise is like, you guys are old now. You guys are so old.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't move as fast. We're super old. And I'm like, you're not.
Like 38 is not. I like to think that's young.
That is young.
That's young. When is old? I don't know if old exists. Because then every time they're like, ah, you're still young. Like, every time I see somebody, they're like, you're still young. Every time, like, I am young. But then my sisters are older and they're still young. So I'm like, when does old happen? When you're the person saying that?
Yeah.
I guess.
I started saying that. Shit.
No, but that's just because we're young.
That's because we're young. I would say when you...
He's like, you're still old. It's like, you're old. You're ancient.
You know
you're
what? I think, and this is true, I think when you stop believing and...
yourself?
In yourself, in Santa. Meanwhile, you're old
Santa's
as fuck.
Real.
See, he's real. But no, like your inner child type of thing. And like when you start, like if you... grow up and beige is your favorite color, you're an adult.
I know.
You're but like, if you're like...
You're like, black and beige would look good with a hint of maroon. Like, the end of me. I'm like, I just want to wear lime green.
I'm going to wear color. I'm sorry, I like patterns and color. Shit.
I want glitter on my eyes,
and they
I
don't,
swear.
And they don't match. No, I'm like...
nothing matches.
I'll do a walk around my neighborhood, and I'll be like looking at people. I'm like, everyone's wearing like really cohesive outfits. I look down, I'm like, I look like a toddler.
I'm like, what are you?
You're wearing so many different patterns and colors and they don't match.
And I'm like, it doesn't match and it works and it like looks cool, like bohemian. Work. I'm like, why do you have so many rings? Like, I'm so,
so many
jealous.
Rings. So
like,
many rings.
I can't even like keep a pair of earrings from Target.
I'm like, these rings I put on to do things and they immediately come off. I don't want them on
like,
me.
Oh, see, the other one's off and I still have a green mark because it's fake, you know?
It's fake.
It's fake. That should be the next thing. What was it? It's from Jared. Is it Jared?
It's fake.
Also,
it's,
why name it after yourself? That's psychotic.
Selfish, almost like this, like the podcast Katie Afraidy.
No, but that.
I flashed.
That sounded
the audience.
Racist, and I promise it wasn't. I was just trying to make noises.
That was racist.
I make noises sometimes, and I'm like, "That's not good.
That's not appropriate." Beep beep.
Oh, beep beep. I can't. Also, Bill Skarsgård, his eyes are cool. So that's cool about the new It. And his drool.
Yeah, but.
I'm like trying to fight people being like, he's a good actor. And then I watch the new one, I'm like, ah, he sucks.
Because Tim Curry is just.
Tim Curry is like. Not a hot guy, but a hot guy.
He's you know? Like he's like one of those dogs where you're like, that dog's kind of ugly, but it's kind of cute.
You're like, God, that dog's probably gonna live forever, but yeah. Not that.
But he's a hot. He's hot.
I don't know what Bill Skarsgård is. Skarsgård?
Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Skarsgård. Skars the god. Were there any parts in it where you're like, this is super funny? This is like a tee-hee ha-ha moment.
I should have wrote it down. There was a line that Bill said. Was it Bill? It was something like, I'm gonna hit it on the wall like a fly. Like, you know, like 19, like old-timey terms. It was like, I found so many like old-timey terms that were not used in the new one where you're like, it's like adding an extra line for no reason. But it's funny because of the like time they're trying to paint for those people. Not really, though. I think all of it's kind of funny. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like this weird idea where you're like, yeah, this person was probably on drugs writing this.
Oh, totally.
Like, you're like, okay, it makes one sense. You're like, what's, you know, in like a cartoon where it's like they bat the thing and it changes into a, Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc., yeah.
I'm like,
what
movie is that? That's what I think Pennywise is. He's like the Monsters, Inc. guy.
He just needs to find his boo.
Well, and if you watch the new show, they like create a backstory for that.
Amazing.
I won't talk about it.
I can't wait to watch. I know.
But
I
now I'm like, I'm trying not to talk about that because I'm like, oh, it makes so much sense for a lot of things.
I'm going home tomorrow and I will watch.
They're long.
The first episode at least.
You should.
I'll text you. I'll text you after every episode.
Well, I hated a lot of it, but okay. I liked a lot.
I've heard it's the special effects aren't great, but I've heard the couple parts are pretty good.
Yeah.
Something comparing the new It to the old It. Is the sewer and how they get to the sewer. I think the original is scarier than the new one.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Because it's like the abyss of the swamp. And like, it just looks uncanny and looks like it goes on forever.
It goes on forever. And then there's like random tubes and stuff. And like, you're like, oh, it could be like right there. And then like, you do see it in those areas too. So you're like, okay, that's scary. Then in the new one, it's like the one giant, like, oh, there's a giant sewer.
But
you
know? He comes out of a tiny little thing. Like this, like the sewer
in the new one?
In
the old one. The old one. The old one, yes.
Like it's just a tiny
little
sewer.
That's just a little sewer.
And they're like, no, what if we made this like the biggest sewer you've ever seen?
Yes, exactly.
And I'm like,
it kind of like you're making, I'm like, okay, I feel like they're trying to exaggerate that, like, like. Kind of like Bill Skarsgård, like they made his head big or a little bit bigger. They did more with the CGI. So they're like, let's make this a little bit more like wonky.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But like, I like the picture book scene, obviously.
Yes.
And then like the watching the stuff and you're like, oh,
book.
That's
Wait,
when you
So start. Do you prefer the projector to in the or in the new one or the picture book?
I think the projector's scarier.
Yeah.
Like, but, for sure, because I saw it in the theaters, the new one, and I was like, holy shit, this is scary.
Yeah.
But then, like, in the past, you're like, I kind of just appreciate it more, even because when he's in Georgie's room doing it, and then there's, like, the blood, and he's like, Mom doesn't see it, or whatever. It just, it looks so, like, real scary movie, I love that.
Or, like, the hand popping out of
the
book and
the
grabbing.
Hand, and then it grabbing, and then he's, like, on the light pole thing, and back in the day, you're like, what the hell,
he's
dude?
Just doing flips.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's doing a bunch
of
flips.
He needed that, though. They needed that actor to do that, or you'd be like, oh, this is just a guy playing a clown.
Yeah, and it just works, and it's magic.
Excuse me.
Cough. hairball. The whole time we're just...
I do think in the new one, though, I like the stories of the characters a little bit more. I feel like you get to kind of know, like, the parents of them more and, like,
you get to learn
it's a little bit
everybody.
Deeper. And the actors are still really good on both sides.
Oh, yeah.
In the newer one, though, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it was too, like, too many famous people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need Chris Pratt in another movie. Was he in that one, right?
No.
I thought he was in it.
Oh. He's not.
That's how much I think he's in everything. I'm like, stop being in Jurassic World. Stop being in
it. Knock it off. Immediately, no.
Stop taking my rides.
I think the silliest part in this movie, in the original It, the voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like... Okay, you're like, now, Bill, and it's been 27 years. And,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have to ride my bike. And you're like, what? Just, why do
just
we need
do
this?
It.
Just show.
Show, don't tell.
Show, don't
That's
tell.
That's like number one thing of
literally,
like
but they don't have much time.
Right.
And they had
because it was
less.
Like a mini.
Yeah. Yeah. But also, they're both movies, both miniseries. It's the same. It's the same amount of time.
As that's why I'm like, it was the same as the movies.
And I'm like, but they crammed so much more in.
Into
They probably
show.
Were just like smarter on like timing and stuff mm-hmm. And for, like did everything.
They were more like,
yeah, streamlined. Streamlined with that. And it's.
Yeah, now it's just a lot different. It's a lot different. But the first, what was I going to say? With the Bill. Something about Bill.
Did you ever build a boat?
Because of that? Like that? A paper boat?
I'm
no.
Done that.
I never have.
I would do that. It's so fun. I do a paper boat. I would do sticks and like other stuff. And then my mom, we would like build little rafts.
Yeah.
They were of trash usually. And yeah. We'd put them down this like little pond river.
Mm-hmm.
She'd pick them up at the end and then she'd throw them away as well. So she always did.
It's just a pile of little boats.
Literally.
Like,
she's
God
like,
damn
she's like hoarding
kids.
She's like hoarding them. She's like, God damn it. But yeah, that was so fun. To like have them race
on there.
Stuff.
I know. I would just like put leaves. I'm like,
and that's still fun. And that's still
I'm
fun.
I'm just gonna race some leaves against each other and see what happens.
Race those leaves.
Race leaves.
Race those leaves, but don't.
The blood, I was thinking though too, the blood with Beverly in the bathroom.
Okay.
That scene is like one of the scariest, I think.
For the old one.
Both, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I like it. Blood is scary to me like that.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Oh. And then that's like the idea that nobody can see it, but only you can.
Yeah.
That's scary. And
yeah.
I feel like that's like what demons or whatever can show you sometimes, like things that aren't real, but like you're perceiving it as real.
They obviously, you know, for the newer one, they made it way more, way more blood. But I think it works really well just to have the balloon and then just the one pop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works just as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I mean, you know, you need to have them in the new one cleaning up the bathroom together and joining forces, da, 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 but it's like, it just works better.
Yeah, I feel like it's more impactful. Also, balloons are scary.
They are. They are because they don't ever leave the
They're just there.
They're
You're
just
like,
there
where
forever.
Did that come from? And they always come out of nowhere too. That's why I like them. Like, and then, you know, everyone's like, whenever you see a balloon, especially a red balloon, could be it.
It's it.
And then there was a bunch of clowns. Remember when clowns were taking over?
Yeah, 2016. So fun fact, there was a movie that was actually in Wisconsin called Gags the Clown. And kind of how Blair Witch had their promo where they're like, all these people went missing and they went viral on Twitter.
Oh.
They started filming clowns in random places and posting it on social media.
That's why.
But
that
then it
happened?
Had copycats. And then they actually were copycats. So I was chased by a copycat on my college campus.
Oh, and that's when that happened to you. I was in college, too. I remember we got an email, and it was like, hey, there's clowns. Like, don't go outside. And I was like, what?
You're like, what does it mean?
Because like, I went to, like, a small school. And
yeah.
I was like, nah, we don't do the cool, bad stuff. Like,
no, they're like, no, they're everywhere.
I'm like, I don't think anybody will end up hurt here. And I'm like, oh, no, there's, like, five clowns here.
Yeah,
outside.
Yeah.
So I was like, I definitely... won't do that. I was a clown one year for Halloween.
Okay.
When I was in third grade. I had like an afro and everything.
That kind of rocks though.
I think I was like, I just don't want to be scared of them anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, might as well be it.
Yeah.
It was like literally like, I got to find the picture, but it's like an outfit, full outfit. And it's like half yellow, half purple. Like the big buttons.
Yes.
I'm like, what the fuck? fuck? I was like 7 or 8. I'm like, yeah. Mom, why did you let, and like, I didn't even paint my face.
Oh, like, I'm just,
hair with a colored afro in a crown costume.
What's up, guys?
I think I was like, this will be funny.
This will be really good. This will be super good. I've never been a clown, but I thought, like, you know, like they have like those cuter clowns.
Like sexy clowns or?
No, it's like, they're like the black and white ones that like, oh, yeah, do, yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I could do one of those 1 year. Mm-hmm. Maybe that would be fun.
Those are cool.
Right? Yeah. I like they're mm-hmm. like cute and fun, but.
I feel like you have to go all out if you're going to do it though. Like, that's why yeah. I'm like, I look that's like I was missing like my
so
costume.
It's so much work. Like, you know? Yeah. You got to paint your face.
And then you're like, for
it.
What? A picture? You're like, cool. You go, why do we
grab
do
some
these
treats? You're gonna go door to door to these people's houses.
Yep, we're gonna go door to door. That's why it's like, just put on a yellow raincoat. Who are you? I'm Georgie.
I think if Penny, I think they should do a new one with it, but have it be now,
like in today's time. I think that's a good idea. Yeah, because they've always kind of focused in the past. Yeah. So it's like,
hey, stop focusing on the past. Focus on the now. Past. Focus
look in
on
the future.
Now.
It's like, is that Pennywise on TikTok?
You're like, what the fuck? But then he comes out of your dick. But it's people imitating it's like, him.
Yeah.
People imitating him. It's like terrifying.
And he kills a lot of people.
He kills
now.
A lot of people.
No
body
dairy.
Count, way higher.
He's all in the sewers.
He's
everywhere.
He's in all the, and he's actually, there's several of him.
Yeah, and they all look like different clowns.
Yeah. They all look like different clowns. They're slightly different. Well, it's because kids are usually
afraid of clowns.
So like that's why otherwise he'd be the weird spider alien crab
yep.
man thing.
It. Yeah, and if you watch the new series,
I can't
goes
wait
into it.
I
you're
can't
like,
wait.
Oh, this makes sense. But yeah, kids are afraid of clowns because they should be. I mean, you're like
they should be. They're so creepy. They're so creepy.
Like, if they're, I don't know. That's why I don't want kids. I'm like, I can't be a mom and be like, let's go take a picture with Flappy, you know? Like, he's, and you're like, hey, dude, what's up? You live with your mom still? Like, smells like weed. Like, you're a clown. I mean, there's people who like professional clown. I'm not doubting those people. Yeah. I don't need anybody being like, we're the clown community. Like, come on. What? You never know.
I should unfurl. Yeah, a lot of.
I'm like, if you're a clown in the Midwest, that's a red flag. You can be a clown in LA, in New York. But you can't.
Yeah, it's a little like,
red
heebity
flag.
Heebity jeebity. One of my favorite quotes from the movie was, you don't need friends, Eddie. You just need your mom.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Also facts.
It's
like, thank you for therapy, Pennywise.
Thank you. Oh my god. No, but poor Eddie. Poor with the
Eddie's the one with all the sicknesses,
the battery
right?
Battery acid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's battery acid. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah. Also, okay, I haven't seen the new It in a hot second. So tell me if I'm wrong, because you can just watch them.
Yes.
And again, I could have obviously checked this, but I had to watch like 5 movies at this rate.
I know. I was like, oh my God, she probably has to watch so
many movies. I'm exhausted. I was up so late last night. So sorry if these episodes are incoherent. I'm doing my best. when
Eddie, you're talking.
They're at the end when they're adults. And they're like, we're going to fight it. And it starts flashing its abs.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, the crab's got abs.
You're like, typical man.
Flashing the abs. And then the other men are like.
Crab's got abs.
And then the other men are like, wait, what? Like, goddamn, those abs look good. And they can't stop staring because they're like. Maybe
they're like, I got to do some P90X.
They're like, shit, I got to get myself
beach
to
body.
Get to the gym real quick. My God. But they all start, they're like, you know, getting lost in mm-hmm. the deadlights, and Beverly is the one to save them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the opposite of what happens
in
the new one? Because I know that
in the end,
that I'm thinking,
I'm trying to think of the first one.
Because part one
I think
of the new It, Beverly goes up.
Yes.
And then they get her back down.
Yeah.
But then.
God, I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
Right?
I think they. She. I think that's accurate in the new one. I think okay. that she. She
saves them?
She saves them.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I was just like, but I know that.
Don't fact check me. I don't literally remember because I watched them all too, but.
Yeah, it's like last it's, few it's a lot days, of movies. It's a lot of movies. And also, you know.
I might need to be fact checked, but I feel like she is like the main person that. Because she does get pulled into the deadlights.
Yeah.
The dead which, headlights.
Which honestly sounds pretty nice.
I know. I'm like, honestly, take my worries away.
Take me.
I'll float too,
raise
you know?
Me up. Yeah, I need that. I will say terrifying when, you know, it is now, quote unquote, dead
mm-hmm.
for now. These cocoons
mm-hmm.
start lowering from the ceiling.
The sewers.
Terrifying.
That's scary.
That was scary. The like it's not as creepy in the new one where there's just
they
bodies.
They don't show that much.
No, and the body's coming down, but it's like. The cocoon aspect.
You're like, oh, it's holding on to it. Like,
yeah. Like, it, yeah.
You're like, it's deeper than what you actually think it is.
Yeah.
Too. Like, everything's always, like, deeper than the surface.
Right. And then, you know.
Ugh.
Bill, his wife, Audra.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't even know her name.
And I wrote it down. I think I did. Tries to, you know. Come to the town, and then she gets taken
mm-hmm.
by the deadlights.
Yeah.
And now she's like, I'm not here anymore. She's not like a person. And then Bill, like, they're like, we're going to leave town. Or no, what's his name? What's the
Richie?
No, the one black character's name.
Michael.
Michael.
Right?
Is it Michael?
I'm almost positive it's Michael.
I'm gonna look it up. I should know this. I'm so sorry.
I'm like, I know, like, okay, there's Beverly, Eddie, Richie, Georgie, obviously.
Michael?
I think it's Michael. Or Ben?
Ben's the... Also, Seth Green.
Oh, yeah. Forgot Seth Green was
in that. Green. Mike.
See?
Uh-huh. Mike. You're right.
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm sorry. I forgot about Mike. I'm so sorry.
I feel good about that one.
I'm really bad with names also, so I just was like... But, yeah, no, he... I mean, he's the only one, so it's like... But he's like, yeah, you know... Bill stuck around town to see if Audra would get better, but she never did. They're leaving town today. And then, you know, he's like...
Acting is so funny.
Loading her up in the car. And Bill's like, wait, I see my bike. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me just... we're going to go down this steep-ass hill with this woman who is...
Not.
Of, like... she's not there.
She's done.
And she's side saddling a bike. And he's like, hold on, Audra. I'm gonna see how fast I can get this thing going. I'm a little older than I was. Let's see if I can get the same speed.
Bike is annoying. Excuse me.
But it's like
But the bike is like everything to Bill too.
Yeah.
It's like that thing is
it cures all
is everything.
They also almost they cause almost a like 9-car pileup.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the hill. Just so, and then they hug in the middle of the street. I'm like, could you like just take 2 seconds to get off the street?
And you're like, go off to the right.
I'm like, what happened directly after that? You know, like
yeah,
that
you're
moment.
Like, you're like, I wonder what happened. There's just a bunch of people screaming.
What the fuck is wrong
damn
with you?
Kids. Like,
what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
You guys hugging in the middle of the goddamn road, you're gonna cause a pile up? Just get out of here.
The sound effects were so funny, too. That was, like, some of the funniest stuff I took notes of like, someone, like, I can't remember who it was, one of them knocked into some bottles, and it was, like, no noise, and then the noise happened mm-hmm. after that. I was like, do-do-do-do.
Like,
but it was, like,
brilliant.
That was it.
like,
that makes so much noise, you know? It's funny. Like, those are the things where you're like, oh, yeah, things were older back then, where now it's just, like.
The sound design, absolutely fire.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fire. And by fire, I mean fired. You should be fired.
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 Dr. Seuss.
Fired.
You're fired. That's from, did you watch Cat in the Hat? That's my horror movie.
Honestly, that
movie's
just
scary. Next time I'm doing the Cat in the Hat on this.
I
with Mike Myers.
the first time I ever got high and I watched a movie... Like, really high. Someone was like, what do you want to watch? I'm like, oh, we should watch The Cat in the Hat. The dilemma I kept having, and I couldn't decide what was scarier. a giant cat. Like,
running around, just existing in the world, or imagining world. Mike Myers going through hours of hair and makeup to become the Cat in the Hat. And I said, that's scarier. I would rather have a giant cat running around.
I know.
Because I love Mike. I love Mike Myers. He's Same. Amazing. But imagining him getting into makeup and becoming the cat makes me really uncomfortable. That'd I don't like so to think
long.
About it.
So long, and that is uncomfortable. And it's a cat costume. And, yeah. like, I feel like, ugh, I don't know. That movie's creepy.
Yeah.
You watch that, and you're like, this is not made for kids.
This is, like, this is not a children's
long
movie.
SNL skit on Dr. Seuss.
1,000%. So, as we are...
veering off.
We always veer. This is what we do. This is the... Literally, someone was like, do they ever talk about the movie? I'm like, the point of the podcast... And I'm going to say this to you guys. No, like, the point of the podcast is... And I find the most interesting conversations are when two people just chat about a movie.
Yeah,
and then
true.
We get off topic. And I think personally, for me, that's interesting. The horror police are coming for me.
Thought that plant started moving. I was right. like,
"Ooh, it did."
Like my mom.
Hello,
God. Is that it?
God, is that you?
My fear.
Ooh. But yeah, I find that the most interesting, and I, you know, that's the way I think. And I think it's more fun. So
it
yeah.
is more fun
For me. And if I'm going to keep doing this podcast, I'm going to keep doing it. It's this is for me. This is
you
for me to chat with my friends.
For you.
And I have
That's
proof of chatting
point,
with my friends.
You know? And do things that are fun for
yeah.
you.
And other people enjoy it? Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
It looks so cool.
Right? We're so cool. We're so freaking cool. Are there any final thoughts on the movie as we are wrapping up here?
I can't think of any. I don't know. Really? Watch it. I think watch it. All of the things, all of them if you can, because it's a different story, and there's not a lot of movies that are made off of books anymore in general or yeah. off of, like, good, like, original stories, yeah. you know? So watch it. It's weird and creepy, and it's a legendary movie. So yeah. I'm excited I got to do it.
Yeah, thanks for coming
I was
on.
I'm so excited. I was like, oh, can we do it?
Let's fucking do it. Out of 10, how would you rank it? Everyone's
sorry,
calm.
I have
Everyone's
asthma.
Hacking today.
I'm not sick. I have asthma.
Do you actually have asthma?
Yeah, I
or
do.
Or is it? It's a,
Is it fake?
Is it? Wait, what does he say? It's not placebos.
Oh, placebo.
No, but he says something else.
I don't know.
It's a Yibo. I don't. You just watched all four movies.
No, I don't remember specifics.
Okay, well,
like,
there,
the one thing you're like, remember specifics. I'm like, that movie's scary.
That movie's frightening. I don't freaking know. That's okay.
One out of ten. I know. I thought about this. Is like the worst part. I was like, oh my god, 1 out of 10. When you texted me that, I was like, definitely my top five. So it's in my top five. I would put it at 4.
A 4 out of 10?
No. Oh, wait. Like 10 being the best.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like, oh, on my scale, like what's my number one movie?
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, probably, then I'd say an 8.
Okay.
Yeah. 8 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
You're like, wow.
See, your top 5, I was like, jeez, what the fuck's that on your list? My God.
I know. I don't even know what my favorite scary movie is.
It changes every day.
I know.
Depends on who I'm talking to, how the mood is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say a 9.
9?
Yeah.
You'd say 9.
I'd say 9. It's a great movie.
I can agree with that. I know 8. Well, who am I?
No, that's perfect. No.
No, I'm changing my answer.
Okay, you don't have to. There's no pressure. You can do whatever you want. There's no rules.
I say 8 out of 10.
Okay, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. Love it. Love it.
8 out of 10.
Were you afraidy or not afraidy of it?
I was afraidy. Yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah.
Clowns.
Temporary. Clowns and the what's going on here, mm-hmm. you know? Like, when there's, like, a what's going on here, like, I just watched Weapons.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know if you watched it yet.
That's the whole movie. Yep.
Yeah. So it's, like, that whole movie's, like, what's going on mm-hmm. here? And then it's, like, oh, that is what's going on. When your brain puts it together. Mm-hmm. And then you're, like, it's even better. And then you're, like, I want them to do that. And then that happens. You're, like, I want them to show, like, that part if that would have happened.
Yeah.
And they show that. Yeah, you're, like, yes, dude. That's good movies.
Yeah.
I'm, like, that's why. I'm, like, and that's a good movie. I haven't watched it. That's another really good original one where I'm like, thank God.
Very good.
Thank whatever there is out there for
thank
giving
God.
Us good movies still
thank
being
God
made.
For good movies.
Can't watch another bad one.
Right? I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to watch all of them.
I will too.
I was not afraidy. I don't think I've ever been afraidy of it. But
really?
I like it though. I like it. The newer ones, yes. This one, no.
No.
But yeah. So this is the time of the show where you plug your stuff.
You want to plug your Instagram?
Oh, like find plug you. In my phone?
Yeah, plug in your phone. If you could charge your phone for me,
actually. Plug in my phone.
this is a new segment we like to call Plug In Your Phone Time.
All right. I always get awkward. My name is Devin Perry. You can find me on Instagram. I produce a show at the Hollywood Improv called Never Ending Comedy.
It's really good.
And I'm a stand-up comedian, so you could see me opening for a bunch of different people.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Of course, dude. And thank you to you guys for being on. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz.
Retweet.
Katie Frady on all social media platforms. You know, check out Fangoria, all that jazz. We have a Patreon. Join it if you would like. We have, you know, extended episodes, which are fun and exciting. And yeah, so do that. And then finally, before we wrap up, I like to give shitty advice, like based on the movie. So like, and you can also jump in too.
Listening.
Inspired by the movie. So I usually think of it just right on the spot. I don't think about this prior to this. So this is coming out right now.
Improv.
It's called improv. I'm trained in this. I would say see a clown. Don't.
That's amazing advice. See a clown, don't.
Don't. Don't.
See a clown, don't.
Don't even. Do you need to, though? You don't. You don't. No. You don't. And if there are any clowns who watch my podcast.
If somebody's like, hey, Pennywise, be like, wow, I did it.
Is Pennywise?
That's a top clown. If you're getting called Pennywise, that's a top clown. I'd be complimented. I'd be like, wow, I'm a top clown.
It's like Pennywise, Bozo.
Wayne Gacy.
Good old Wayne. Pogo. Name? Pogo the clown.
Pogo. Pogo. That's how I would talk if I was Pogo. Hello, I'm Pogo.
If you had a clown name,
mm-hmm.
What would it be besides Pogo?
Pogo? Fiddlesticks? I don't know.
That would actually be really cute.
If I was a girl clown, probably like, yeah. Be like, hey guys, I'm Fiddlesticks. And they'd be like, she kills people. And I'd be like, hey, I'm a clown, motherfucker. My name is Pennywise.
Hey,
we're all Pennywise.
I'm Bertha the clown.
Bertha.
Bertha.
Make a laugh for Bertha. Bertha the clown. She's got three kids and a mortgage she can't pay, everybody.
Bertha. Her boobs sag to her knees. Bertha.
Whoa.
Hey, yo, swing. Just like your tits. On that note, guys. This has been the episode. We will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Stay afraidy. Follow her. Subscribe.
Follow her.
Like,
follow her. Do
comment.
It.
Follow her. Not in person.
Please don't follow me in person. Don't do that. Cool. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Done.
Hell yeah. We crushed it.
Killed it.
Fucking crushed it.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
That's death. Losers fight it. Losers die. They all flow.